there are events that happen in the world from time to time. I'm thinking of things like the attack on America, 9/11, the recent worldwide pandemic, and this past fortnight, the gathering of almost 200 world leaders there in Glasgow. Amazing, spectacular events that happen that I believe almost demand a Christian response. And I think we are at a time when we ought to bring such a response, as the world is focused on saving this planet. I want to speak to you this morning from those words that Jane read to us. If you've got your Bible, and I'd like to just check these things that I'm saying. It's in John chapter 5, and I'll just read to you the couple of verses I want us to think about this morning, when Jesus says, "Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done what is good will rise to live. Those who have done what is evil will rise to be condemned." So Jesus is saying here that things in the future will happen to this world. Oh, absolutely astonishing things that no one could have ever thought of. But he says to the Christian, don't be surprised. Don't be amazed at what you see around you. God's salvation plan, God's purpose for this world means that this world, that world history is, according to the Bible and according to Jesus, as he speaks here, that this world and world history is moving towards the one day when Jesus Christ, who as promised came the first time to die, to live, to die, and to rescue all those who trust in him, that same Jesus Christ, the Bible says and Jesus says, will come again. And on that day, when he returns for that second time, life on this planet Earth will end. And this Earth will be no more. That's what he says. Do not be amazed at this. For a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. So on that day, when he comes again and this world will end, there will be a great resurrection. Those who have died, who in their life on this earth received, trusted their life to Jesus as their Saviour, they loved him, they lived for him, he became the centre of all their life, they died, now they're in heaven as living souls. But on that day, Jesus says they will receive their new, eternal, glorified, but recognisable bodies. And that on that day, God will recreate to live on for all those who accepted Jesus as their Saviour. On that day, God will recreate a new earth, which somehow, mysteriously, we're told, will be joined to heaven. A spiritual home. And the triune God, we're told, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit will live there on this newly created paradise earth, which is joined to heaven, and people, Christians as we know, will live there, and God will live with his people forever. And on that day, this world that people that have gathered together in Glasgow have been trying to save will be completely destroyed. And Jesus here tells us that the unbeliever, the God rejecter, people who have not put Jesus at the centre of their lives, have not lived for him, have not accepted him as their saviour and rescuer, that those people will also be resurrected. But they'll not be resurrected to live on the new paradise earth that God creates, but they'll be resurrected for judgment and then eternal damnation. And that's the teaching of Jesus himself that we've just read. And you note that it is Jesus who brings all this about by his word. His voice will end time, will end life on this world. It's Jesus who calls all the people living and all the people who have ever died to that day when everyone has to stand before Almighty God and give an account of what they've done in this life and what they have done with Jesus and his offer of salvation. And so says Jesus to the Christian, don't be surprised at the way things are happening in the world. Don't be surprised, don't be amazed at the way things are turning out and that and the way that people are scrambling to try to save the earth. Don't be surprised, he says, when you see this happening. And so, verse 24, I read to you, verily, verily, I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. So the one who longs to be your saviour today, on that final day, will be your judge. The one who longs to be your saviour, truly your saviour today, on that day, when his voice comes to end this world, will be your judge. This world will end. You may not be a believer here this morning. You may not, although you come to church, you may not have given your whole life to Jesus. You may not be a believer here this morning. You may not even believe what I'm saying from the Bible this morning. But you know, even you know in your heart that this world just can't go on and on and on and on. It's just so obvious. This world will end. All those leaders gathered agree with the scientists that there is disaster ahead. In fact, it's not just years away. It's happening all around us now. Huge sections of the world's population are having to move as drought, as fires, as tornadoes, as storms, as flooding hits like we've never, ever been recorded before in world history. Now, I'm absolutely no expert, I'm no expert on anything, but I'm absolutely, certainly no expert on climate change or what the scientists are saying, but I did read this week that the Amazon forest is being destroyed. They're cutting down trees at a phenomenal rate. I think they call it deforestation. And that in the last 12 months, from July last year to July this year alone, an area 7 times larger than London, than Greater London, 7 times larger, in 1 year has been utterly destroyed and removed from this planet. And experts say, as I read the article, that now so much has been lost, it can never, ever recover. Even if they tried to plant the trees, the soil has lost everything. It could never recover. And these are the things the like of which have never been seen before in the world. And it's destroying the earth. And even when the disaster dawns on people, there's something tragic is happening all around us. And you get the world's leaders together, they can't agree. Self-interest pervades, only interested in what will affect them and their country. And I note that the greatest polluters in the world didn't even come to the conference. So wrapped up in themselves and so determined to look after number one, they don't really care. And so Jesus says, don't be surprised when you see these things happening around you. Don't be surprised, says Jesus, when the earth, the world that we live in, is heading for destruction. Now, I ought to just pause here and say that as Christians, I am not saying that we should be disinterested in this. Not at all. This is God's earth that he's created. And I'm certainly not saying that we shouldn't care. Of course not. But what I am trying to say this morning is that the salvation that the Christian lives for is not the salvation of this planet Earth. It's going to die. It's going to be finished. That's not the salvation that the Christian lives for. The salvation that the Christian lives for is the salvation of people from the wrath and judgment of a holy God. That's what motivates the church of God, the Christian. Saving of people from the disaster of eternal punishment in hell. And Jesus here says that he will bring the world to its end. The perfect paradise world that God created at the beginning has been ruined by the fall of people into sin and selfishness. It's been ruined by sin. People have kicked the living holy God out of their lives, and the result of all that is the brokenness and the turmoil and the sadness that we see all around us. I was surprised last Sunday evening to hear Nathan say there are, I've written it down somewhere, how many did he say? Well, 183 registered mosques in Bradford, and almost as many again of unregistered. Islam, which is a God-rejecting religion. They do not believe in the God of the Bible. They do not believe in Jesus Christ as the Saviour of the world. And I'm told that by simple population increase in West Yorkshire, Islam will have more adherents than Christians in the next 2 years. So there are now more mosques than churches in Bradford. And I don't say that with any finger pointing. I'm just saying that as Christians, Those of us who believe the Bible and believe that Jesus is the Christ, there is this massive growth of anti-God people all around us in our locality now, happening now, and increasing. And then there's the growth of atheism. It's everywhere. Books are published almost every week, rubbishing the Christian message. I just highlight on these things, but someone had put on the BBC News channel that they'd been into Marks and Spencer's in London to buy their Christmas cards, and they couldn't find a Christmas card from the whole array in Marks and Spencer's that had anything at all about Jesus Christ or the Christmas message. Nothing. Atheism abounds all around us. It's in the media, it's in our newspapers, on our TV, it's in our schools. And you just think of how far moral values have changed in your lifetime. The sanctity of marriage. That even in my early years, 15 to 20 years of age, even those who were total unbelievers held marriage with respect. Gone. The sanctity of life. It's crumbled. The great pressure now for euthanasia. The millions of babies that have been murdered in the womb. And on this Remembrance Sunday, you think about the wars. You think about the sadness, the way this world is constantly being distraught and lives are being broken. Afghanistan. You think of the wars, you think of the nuclear arms race and the terrorist nations now that have got nuclear weapons. The world that people are trying to save has no future. There's no future at all. It will end. So Jesus says, don't be surprised, he says to the Christian. When you see these kind of things happening, they're so depressing. You could weep over them and you worry for your children and your grandchildren. And Jesus says, don't be surprised when you see this happening around you. Look at all the mess. Look at all the false religions deceiving millions of people. Fastest growing cult in our country is humanism. And you see all the sin and the evil and the sinful moral ways and the morally corrupt governments that spit in the face of God and his laws and the rampant unbelief and how hard it is to share and spread the gospel. All of it, Jesus says, is now heading for the day when God closes his Bible and says, enough. Enough. That's it. And Jesus says that on that day, the world will end. So don't be shocked, he said, when you see these things happening. The Bible is full of prophecies that tell of worldwide catastrophes like the current pandemic and the awful turning and falling of morals, turning all the things that we've held as true and right and good, turning them on their heads so that now what was good, and we knew it was good, is now said is evil, is wrong. And what we knew and always knew is bad, is said is good. The great comfort and focus in a message like this, which could be really depressing, I don't mean to be, and I don't mean to go over the top in any way and bring this to you just because this is the thing and the Bible speaks about it. The great comfort and focus in this disastrous world for the Christian is what, when that end comes, it ends by the voice of your Saviour. The one who gave his life for you, the one who loves you, the one who's praying for you, he's the one who will end it. It won't be global climate warming that ends this world. It won't be nuclear weapons. It won't be a pandemic. And that's why it's vital for you and me to belong to this Jesus who will end it. It's absolutely vital. There's nothing more important. Saving this world, living for this world, is just foolish. It's not going to last. It's going to go. So Jesus says, come and live for me. I'll be your saviour. I'll take you to a new world where there's no sin. I'll give you a new glorified body. You'll have the joy of salvation forever. Come to me. So don't give your life to this world because it's doomed. Take your eyes off this doomed world and its pull on you and commit your life to him. So if you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus really as your saviour, you come to church but you don't really know. What an opportunity on this Remembrance Sunday to give your life, to really make sure that you do belong to him. Because if you're living for this world, you're just mad. It's going to go. There's nothing ever going to be there. It never delivers for you anyway. All your hopes and fears and everything you live for, it never really delivers. So live for Jesus. Just to close this now, I want you to see verse 25. It says, very truly, I tell you, a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God and those who hear will live. And Jesus is saying to people like me and to people like you, don't sit there or stand there, as my case this morning, and think that all of this is somewhere down the line. I'm 75 and I only have a few years left. It won't affect me. I'll be gone before any of this happens. Don't think that, says Jesus. Don't think it's not going to affect you, because Jesus says it's actually happening now, today. It's happening to you. It's happening to me, spiritually. The call from Jesus is today. Without him as your saviour, like the earth, you're heading for disaster. Ah, but you say, I'm alive. I'm not in the grave. So I was talking about people who are dead. They're in the grave. I'm still alive. I've got life. I've got days before me. I'm enjoying life. I've got everything to look forward to. But Jesus says, no, you're not. You're in the grave. You're already dead. You're dead spiritually. You don't know God. You don't speak to him. You don't love him. You don't relate to him. He isn't the centre of your life. He isn't everything that you have. You don't trust him. Jesus says you're spiritually dead. And that's what Jesus is saying when he says the hour has now come. It's here now. Wake up. Just look around. Can you see that the mess this world is in? Haven't you experienced it yourself, that the very things that you long for and you think is going to bring you everything, the new car, the new job, the Christmas coming, the parties, they never, never deliver. Because you weren't made for this world. You were made to know God as your own saviour. And so Jesus says, keeps on saying, don't be surprised at what's happening around you. The terror for the unbeliever is that this world and its life is all they have. And that's why you see them scrambling. The leaders of the world have come together. They've suddenly realized this world is doomed. And they've got nothing else. That's what they live for. That's all they have, this world, for the unbeliever. That's why they panic when it's threatening. But for the Christian, with Jesus as their friend and their saviour, Christian's life no longer depends on what this cruel, fallen world, this sin-polluted, doomed world offers. So I ask myself and I ask you, which call are you hearing? in the coming days. What are you hearing now in the last week? Which call are you following? Call of the world? And there's plenty of attraction. It's clear. The call of the world, is that what you live for? With all its tinsel? But it's a world that's heading for disaster and destruction. It's the world that's not going to go on forever. It's doomed. It will end, and it may end far quicker than any of us here could ever imagine. Or are you hearing and accepting the call of Jesus to rescue you from the judgment when the world ends? Jesus says, don't let life in this doomed world blind you to the truth of life outside this world, the spiritual life. Spiritual life which Jesus offers to you now. So look to him. Depend on him. Give your life to him. And I say that to those who don't really believe. And I say it to you Christians. Because it's so easy for us to be just lukewarm about this. And still make this world our life. Give your life to him. You'll never regret it. And this world that we tend to give our lives to may end far quicker than any of us can think of. Give your life to him. Commit yourself to him. Depend on him. He's never broken a promise. You cannot find one promise that God has broken. He always, always keeps his promise. Let him be your saviour and rescue you from the disaster that's coming. This world will not go on forever. It's going to end. And for you, and for me, what then? Let's pray. So Father God, we just ask that you will help us to